the sometimes these little things we were talking about, like umbrellas, you might have steak with this kind of sauce sometimes. You ever hear them? They call, some people call them mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Okay. If somebody took too big a bite and he couldn't get it down, you might say, well, he had such a big piece of meat that he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. Some people smoke what?
Cigarettes.
Okay, or would you say cigars and cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
Okay.
A pipe.
All right. If everybody at the party was having a real good time singing and laughing, you might say, well, everybody at the party was
having a good time.
Okay.
Enjoying it.
Okay. If somebody wanted you to do something and you couldn't do it, you'd say, I'm sorry,
I just can't do it.
And if you really wanted, you know, you might say, you wanted to stress the fact that you can't do it, you'd say, would you just say, I can't do it?
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody asked you something and you were sure they knew the answer to it, you'd say,
you know the answer. What did I do?
All right, fine. Or if somebody, what would be the opposite of he ought to?
He should.
No, the opposite.
Oh.
He
ought not to do.
Okay. Somebody might ask you, will you do that? And you would say, no, I
won't do that.
Okay. And so somebody might say, well, can you help me? And you might say, well, I would you say, I might or I might could?
I guess I could.
Okay. What about a bird that gets up in sometimes in night and makes a real funny sound that's scary kind of?
Hoot owl.
All right. What other kind of owl are there? What other than a hoot owl, a real common kind? You ever hear it called a screech owl?
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that are
scared. The ones that make things.
That's right. You might say to a child, don't be afraid of him. That's only a... talking about one of these birds.
Don't be afraid of him. That's only an owl.
Okay. Or if it was making a screeching sound, you say, that's only an old...
Squeak out.
Right. What about the bird that pecks on wood?
Woodpecker.
Okay. What about a black and white animal that lives in the woods that smells terrible?
Skunk.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else?
Yes, I've heard it called something else, but I can't think now what it is.
Was it polecat?
Yeah, polecat.
What are varmints?
Mac wouldn't be a varmint, would it?
Well, it could be. Yeah, different people call different things varmints.
Mm-hmm. Macs and lizards and...
Okay. You would group all these things together as...
They are to me.
Right. What different kinds of squirrels can you think of that you might have heard about?
Well, I don't know that. All the squirrels I know are just these little ones that play around.
What color are they?
Gray.
Okay. What about a little animal? Some people call it a ground squirrel. It's a little animal with a... doesn't have a bushy tail like a squirrel, but it has stripes on its back and it fills its cheeks full of nuts and runs around. You ever hear anybody call it a ground squirrel or a chipmunk or anything?
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
Which one?
Chipmunk, I think. Okay. More commonly.